From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and vowed to pursue terrorists. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zuna says Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations. You know, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interests.
There's no claim right now in responsibility for the mosque attack that left more than 300 dead. Gunmen have been seen or were seen carrying Islamic State black flags. Saeed Sadiq is with Canadian University in Cairo.
They picked this mosque because there are many tribes in this area supporting the army. And so they picked this time, a soft target, time for the prayer when everybody is totally in, praying and not looking around.
Egypt is in 3 days of mourning. Indonesian authorities have raised the alert for a volcano on Bali to the highest level, ordered people within 10 kilometers to evacuate, while Bali's international airport has been closed for at least 24 hours. In Australia, Emil Janssens of the Bureau of Meteorology said volcanic ash is being emitted.
About 9 o'clock on Saturday night, the volcano woke up and started emitting ash. Been increasing in intensity, so slowly getting stronger over that period. We're seeing the plume on satellite imagery up to around 9,000 meters above sea level.
The volcano has shifted from steam-based eruptions to magmatic eruptions, although a major eruption is not expected. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is now in Myanmar in an effort to draw global attention to the Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis. Pope's schedule does not include a visit to a refugee camp, but he is expected to meet with a small group of Rohingya in Dhaka, the Bangladeshi capital. About 600,000 people have fled Myanmar to escape violence for neighboring Bangladesh, which is now undergoing its own crisis as it seeks to accommodate the Rohingya. A ship carrying food aid has been allowed to dock at a rebel-held Yemeni port, first relief ship to enter the port in 3 weeks after a Saudi-led coalition lifted its closure of all entry points in a bid to shut off guns and weapons shipment. In the capital, Sana'a, an aircraft of nearly 2 million doses of vaccine has landed, along with humanitarian aid workers. But UN Children's Agency spokesperson Get Cavallari said more help is desperately needed.
I reiterate my plea to everyone with a heart for children, indeed, not to prevent us from delivering what is urgently needed.
United Nations says more than 11 million children are in need of humanitarian aid in Yemen, with some 7 million facing famine. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. The protest had closed roads linking the capital with other parts of the country. Situation turned violent over the weekend as police tried to break up a sit-in. The demonstrators representing various religious parties wanted law minister to resign after a minor amendment in an electoral oath, which the protesters insisted undermined their religious beliefs. The government said the amendment was a clerical error, that is, and had been reversed. Cuba held municipal elections on Sunday, a year after the death of communist dictator Fidel Castro, but Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham says the elections are not the start of a new era in Cuba.
There have been elections of this sort for years. Maybe here there's a little more openness, a little more discussion of issues. But frankly, this is all done in an atmosphere where people are still under tremendous repressive, regimented regime. There's no indication that this is moving the country, that this is a step toward openness.
Some observers have viewed the election as the beginning of a move toward democracy. Hockham does not believe that that will happen anytime soon. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.